How well do you listen? Jesus often said, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." He said this about John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11, in the parable of the sower, Matthew chapter 13, and the explanation of the parable of the tares in Matthew chapter 13. He has also said to the seven churches in Asia, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches," in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. It's like saying what is being said is very important, so you had better pay attention and listen. Mark chapter 4, verse 23 and 25 says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." So I believe it is very important to ask, how well do you listen? I'd like to start out by pointing out that there are three types of listeners: the dull of hearing. And Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "Of whom we have much to say, and hard to be explained, since you are dull of hearing." When a person has this problem, it is hard for others to explain things to them. The problem is with the listener. Jesus said, "Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And their cause, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You'll keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they will scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them.'" People are this way because they are dull of heart. This prevents them from understanding God's truth, turning from sin to God, and being healed or saved by God. Another type of listener is someone with itching ears. Those with itching ears, Paul describes them in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths." These people only listen to what they want to hear. These listeners will often twist the truth into fables. Many today are affected with this hearing problem. There's also another type of listener, those who hear with a noble and good heart. Jesus speaks of these in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance." The Bereans were like this, and Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says, "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." This is the kind of listener we should all be. There are several reasons why it's important to be a good listener. It is essential to being blessed. For those willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things to learn. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17 says, "The blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and hear to hear, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." We miss out on these blessings if we do not carefully listen. Another importance of good listening is it's essential to the saving faith. God has decided that we be saved through faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and to also the Greek. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, 'For the righteous man shall live by faith.'" Such faith comes through proclaiming the gospel often, involving listening to the preacher. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and verse 17 says, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And verse chapter 17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Does your lack of listening skills prevent a good faith? Another importance of listening is essential. It is essential to bearing fruit. In the parable of the sower, the only kind of soil or heart capable of bearing fruit was the one which listened properly. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15 says, but the seed and the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. That is because bearing fruit comes from understanding the grace of God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, which says, which has come to you, just as in all the world also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing and also since the day you've heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Notice the gospel was bearing truth. But that was since the day you heard and knew, or understood in the New American Standard Version, the grace of God and truth. Only by listening can we understand God's grace. To be blessed in what we hear. That is my goal in presenting these thoughts on listening, where it all begins with listening the proper way. So how important, then, is it listening? When it comes to listening to God, it is very important. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2 and 3 says, he dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, and also hewed out a vine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it only produced worthless ones. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. Is essential for the good of our soul. Is there ever a time when God does not listen? Yeah, when our sins are between us and God. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. But we can take care of that problem by receiving God's mercy. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Today that mercy is offered through Jesus Christ, God's Son. As God said, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Have you obeyed his word? Or does the following verse from Jesus apply to you? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that which I say?